How well are minorities represented in Texas social studies standards? I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News. You may recall in 2010 the intense political fight at the State Board of Education over what and whom to put into the social studies standards. The curriculum guidelines will be used in Texas public schools for a decade. And joining me now in studio is Julian Vasquez-Heilig. He's a professor of educational policy at the University of Texas at Austin. Thank you for coming to KUT, Julian.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You co-authored a study published in the Harvard Educational Review, digging deep into these standards and examining how African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and Native Americans were represented in them. What did you find?
Essentially, what we found was that for African American and Latinos, they are represented. But part of the challenge is a lot of the representation is optional. So that means that those communities may or may not, their histories may or may not be included in the classroom. And then for Native American and Asian American, they're absent. And so there is very little to no representation of the histories of Native Americans and Asian Americans in Texas. It's almost as if they didn't exist.
Can you give me some examples of this? Maybe some important historical figures who were excluded, or just some examples.
In the standards, they have specific language that says including or such as. And what those words mean are we're going to make a list of things that you could include if you want, but we're not necessarily going to place those on the high-stakes exams that these students take in U.S. history. And so essentially, it's sort of a toss-aside. Oh, by the way, here's Oprah, here's Martin Luther King, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't really have to teach us. We've made this optional. But there's not only that, but there's conversations like, for example, tell us the unintended consequences of the civil rights movement and affirmative action and these sorts of things. So there's also like a specific political framing by which the standards are rendered, which is problematic.
What would you tell a parent who was concerned and they came to you and I said, what do I do?
We need teachers who are experienced, who are high quality teachers in the classroom. And part of the issue that we need to think about with the state is the high quality teacher definition in Texas is quite spurious. And what I mean by that is that if you're a teacher that's finished college and you're working towards your certification, you're considered a high quality teacher. And so the state is telling people that in places like Reagan High School, that we have more than 90% of our teachers are highly qualified, which is just silly because in schools like that, the vast majority of their teachers have less than 3 years experience. We need teachers that can render curriculum, and we need to pay expert teachers. Even wealthy districts are having a hard time recruiting high-quality teachers because teacher labor markets function on capital. And so teacher, you know, if they have a better opportunity in Oklahoma or Louisiana, then they're going to go there.
Well, thank you for your time.
I'm so glad to be here, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Julian Vasquez-Heilig is a professor of educational policy at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.